order the January 18, 2018 meeting of the Hillock County Board of Supervisors. Board of Adjustment. Promotion. At 9 o'clock, being held at 610 East Highway 260 in Payson, Arizona, and simultaneously at also 745 Rose Mumford Way in Globe. Shall we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States
of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sound like we lost him.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, I'd like to have the roll call, CC.
Yes, sir. Donna Scully.
Here.
Mickey Nye.
Here.
Mary Lou Myers.
Here.
Terry Ott.
Here.
Bill Marshall.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We have in your packet before you, or should be before you, the background noise. The minutes of the October 19, 2017 meeting. Any comments, corrections to the minutes? Hearing none, I'll take a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll move that we accept the minutes as presented.
Okay, and a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes before you. Further discussion? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Item 5 on the agenda is our Director of Planner Communications, so I'll let anything to present before the board.
Scott?
Scott?
No, I don't.
I have nothing yet, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. And then we will move on to the public hearing part of our meeting. That's item 6. We're going to hear V-17-02, Alan Reed, a request to obtain a variance to construct an addition to the existing residence on the property. The applicant finds that due to the topography of this parcel, that he has limited options and is requesting a 6-foot rear property line setback instead of the required 20 feet. Subject property is located at 165 North Tunnel Ranch Road, Payson, Arizona, Hillock County Tax Assessor's Parcel 303-04-029, and is currently zoned GU, general and classified. Okay, who's going to present? Bob? I'm going to present the...
Okay, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, Mr. Allen owns a home in Rim Ranch subdivision, and he wants to expand the size of his current home there. The current home is situated on the rear portion of the lot for good reason, and is under 800 square feet total size right now. The rear deck on the home is estimated to be approximately 5 feet from the rear property line. There is a seasonal creek which affects about 2/3 of this property. I would estimate in places it even runs as deep as 15 to 20 feet. The drainage makes it very difficult to even reach the home due to the steepness of the terrain. And I can vouch that I wouldn't even try to drive the car onto the property there. I'd park on the road and carefully walk onto the property there. Now the rear property line starts the U.S. Forest Service land. Staff believe that granting this variance has almost no chance of becoming a nuisance to the surrounding properties due to the no private land off the rear property line. Therefore, we would recommend that the Board of Adjustments approve V-1702 to allow a 6-foot rear setback to expand that home.
Okay. Any comments or questions from the members of the board? Well, I'm going to ask a couple before I do that.
Yeah.
You already mentioned the deck, existing deck. What's the separation to the back property line?
There was no distance put on there, but I estimated it to be probably around 6 feet.
Yeah, about what we're looking for on the house, right?
Yeah. Yeah, decks are allowed to approach, yeah.
Would that have required a variance when it was built?
Well, it seems to me I recall going there to look at this several years ago, and that I didn't see a problem with it at that time. Now, normally, if a deck is not so high above the ground, it can extend into the setbacks, and I believe that was the case here.
Oh, okay. I didn't know how a deck fit in as far as setbacks.
Yeah.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions or comments?
Well, staff asked 3 questions, I think, under analysis. Were those questions ever asked and answered?
Yeah, the one question that they got a positive response to, of course, are the topographic issues that the property owner faces. It literally takes almost 2/3 of his lot out of any kind of development potential. So he's really forced to push it back to the rear portion of his lot. If Mr. Reed is there, I'm sure he can explain that to you.
Okay. Yeah, it's got a rather deep seasonal launch that kind of loops right through the middle of the lot and then curves back and across the forest boundary. And on the road side of that launch, it's very steep, and so it wasn't a good place to build. On the back side of the lot, there's actually sort of a level bench on top of that, but it's quite narrow.
Okay.
So to expand, I've got to try and go back as far as I possibly can,
Okay, normally I'd have you speak under the public section here, so let me get the rest of the other board members, then we can go through any other questions. Any other questions by board members? Okay, I guess not.
No.
Sorry?
No.
No,
no other questions.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and open the meeting to the public for this portion. Director, do you want to make any comments?
Certainly. My name is...
Yeah, name and address, sorry.
My name is Alan Brent Reed. I go by Brent, my middle name. My address, I do now live year-round at the subject properties, 165 North Tonto Rim Ranch Road, Basin 85541. And the original structure, the original cabin, and the deck that Mr. Gould mentioned was built in 1983. And it was quite a while ago. And so now retiring and moving there, wanting to make that a year-round home, obviously I need to expand it. It's only 743 square feet or something like that. Right now it's 2 bedrooms bath. And so Mr. Gould was kind enough to come out and walk the property with me about 2 years ago, and was able to kind of firsthand see the topography that I'm dealing with. So that back boundary is the Tonto National Forest boundary, and then that's a rather steep slope from that that goes up the hill, and so that's not something that looks like the Forest Service would be doing anything with other than there's obviously part of the forest, but it's not buildable, it's very steep. And so I'm kind of on this little narrow bench where I can expand, and that's why I'm respectfully requesting this variance.
Okay. Any other questions we might want to ask?
Do you have a time frame for completion?
Hopefully within 1 year now. So hopefully we'll start construction around April. Hopefully it's coming April, May.
One time we had a conversation about approving any conditional funds. You get so much time, otherwise it reverts back.
So I don't know. Do we need to put a condition or
not?
I don't know.
Excuse me, Mr.
Yeah,
I think Mickey has a very good idea there. I think just adding conditions saying that permits will be taken out on this within 18 months would be more than sufficient.
Okay. You okay with that?
Yes, I'm agreeable with that.
Okay. All right, then.
And if for some reason I wasn't able to get it done within 18 months, I assume I can come back and reapply.
That's what it would be. Yeah.
I thought he was saying permit needed to be issued within 18 months, not
right. Completion. I guess I understand.
Yeah, I took it as that for me.
That's a good window of time, I appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah, you folks down there okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
Was there any, may I ask, was there any public feedback or response or anything on?
I assume not, because nothing in our packet, so.
Good.
Nope.
All right. Then if you have nothing else to add, I'm going to close the public part of our meeting.
Thank you.
So I'm going to close the public part of the hearing and go back to the board. Any other comments or questions? All right, I would like, I'm ready to entertain a motion.
I move we approve variance number B-1702 and allow a 6-foot setback with the only condition that I'm aware of being that permits be taken out within 18 months.
Okay.
Second.
Clarify, you say rear property at that.
Okay, yeah. Rear property setback. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, rear property setback. And I have a second to that. Further discussion? Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? All right, carried 5-0. A motion, and that's in place.
Thank you all. Do I need to
have
a letter?
How's that go?
Yeah. He'll receive a letter from us on that. Probably get it out this week, next week.
But isn't there a 15-day appeal period?
Yes. Yes, there is a 15-day appeal period. The letter will be sent to the applicant plus everyone who lives adjacent to his property.
Okay.
And then it'll be given a 15 working day appeal period.
Okay. All right.
And how does the appeal process work if someone were to and want to object or whatever?
Well, if it does get appealed, then it'll go to the Board of Supervisors and you'll be notified. I can't imagine it will be, though.
It doesn't affect any other private owners.
No, right. It doesn't.
Okay.
My neighbors are all nice people anyway.
Good. Good.
Kind of have.
So, with that, I'll take a motion to adjourn.
That's Lori's job, but I move we adjourn.
Second? You guys want to adjourn down there?
Oh, yeah, we'll adjourn too.
All right, second. Take second.
She told me to.